Well, speaking of the president-elect and speaking of Pentagon spending, separately from all this, the president-elect today tweeted and then talked to the press, and we showed this just a moment ago, that he's upset about how much he says it's going to the Boeing company is going to be charging to build two new Air Force Ones. We know there are two of these airplanes that carry the president around. What do we know for a fact from Boeing that that's how much these planes are now supposed to cost?
Well, you know, he's actually pretty close on that, Donald Trump, when he says $4 billion. Now, that's over the whole program. That's the cost of developing and designing these airplanes and to build and to buy them. Boeing doesn't have all those contracts yet, but it really is the inside track. It's the only company the Pentagon's been dealing with to work on this. But over the next several years, the Pentagon has projected or set aside $3.9 billion for these two airplanes. Now, one reason it costs so much is that these aren't just Boeing 747 passenger planes. They have to be equipped as essentially an airborne command center for the commander-in-chief. He has to be able to, you know, issue orders in case of nuclear war, has to have anti-missile defenses, electromagnetic defenses. So these are pretty fancy, essentially, war planes and command centers. Okay. That said, you know, President-elect Trump is saying, do we need to be spending that much on them?
And very quickly, Craig Whitlock, is it believed that Boeing will now hold the cost down as a result of the president-elect's comments?
Well, I think it's fair to say it's making a lot of people at Boeing and the Air Force squirm a bit. Now they're going, you know, they've already had some scrutiny from Congress on this program, but they know now there's going to be a new commander-in-chief who symbolically, one of the first things he's done to point out alleged Pentagon waste is point at this program. So, I think they're going to go back to the drawing board and they're going to have to justify the projections.